October 29th, 2008, meeting of Pacifica's National Finance Committee. And let's see, we have a proposed agenda, which would be the first thing to do. But I guess the first thing to do would be for the secretary to call the roll.
Well, not actually the official secretary, but I'll do it.
Okay, sorry.
Grace Aaron.
Here.
Brian Edwards-Tiekert. Zakai Free.
Here.
Sherry Gendelman. Lonnie Hicks.
Here.
Campbell Johnson.
Here.
Alberto Luera. Alberto? He was. Mike Martin. R. Paul Martin here. Summer Reese. Jamie Ross.
Here.
Okay, that's a quorum there. So.
Okay, thank you, R. Paul. So the first thing we have to do is approve our agenda.
Can I ask a quick question on in that regard?
Okay, well, let me read it out first, and then we can go from there.
Okay.
Okay. Number two, we elect a chair pro tem. Number three, cash flow status and cash availability issues, including reports from the fund drives. Number four, financial accountability issues. Number five, financial recovery, off-air strategic plans, underwriting, financial recovery proposals, and litigation risk management. And then we are to end at this public call at 10 p.m. So are there any comments or about the agenda?
Question?
Yes.
Do we have a time certain for adjournment, and how shall we divide up executive session from public session?
Well, I suggested that we end the public session at 10, and we can go on till 11 in closed session, though probably we won't need that much time.
Okay. This is Campbell. I'm on a cordless phone, and this is the only one I have in my house. And I had been on it too long today, and I left it off the hook, so I don't know how much battery I've got.
Okay. Do you have something you're particularly concerned in? You'd like us to get to first?
Well, I think the first thing, of course, we want to do item number two. Then I'm thinking about a thing that seems to me to be rather important would be, well, they're all important, but of particular importance is the litigation risk policy.
Okay.
That seems to me to be something that, you know, I expect a decision is needed right away on. Let's see. I don't know what is within some of the other. Certainly financial recovery is a very important element. But are there any particular hot issues within some of the other points or key information, or does anyone need any information from me?
The one thing I would definitely hope that we get through in the public session is item three, cash flow status, cash availability, and a report on the recent fund drive, so we know where we stand with that.
Okay.
Item four I copied over from the previous agenda, so perhaps we can put item four after item what's now item four. We can put that after what's now item five. Does anybody have any objection to that?
It's okay by me.
Okay, so why don't we put item four, financial accountability issues, after item five?
Okay. Jamie?
Yes?
I'll just point out that risk management motion thing. Since I did the minutes, I can see that it in fact has been on our agendas for since like July or something, maybe June. So
right.
I don't know how it's I don't know if it's all that important to get in any timely manner. But I'm just saying it appears to have been on the agenda for months and months already.
Okay.
Why don't we leave it where it is, and we'll get to it.
Okay.
We'll deal with it at that time. We should probably get going if there's no major concerns.
Okay, let's roll.
Okay, so it's going to be item 5. The current item 5 becomes item 4?
Yes.
And 4 becomes 5?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so let's that's excellent. So let's move on to item 2, election of chair pro tem.
Well, we have to vote on this, don't we?
Oh yeah, we have to. Is there any objection to the agenda as it's now?
I think that without objection, it would be in place.
Okay, hearing none, then that agenda is approved. Okay, so let's move on to item 2, election of chair pro tem.
This is Grace. I'd like to nominate Jamie as the chair pro tem since he did
Second.
Such a good job last time.
Second. It's Campbell.
Okay. Is there any other nominations for chair pro tem?
Move the nominations closed.
Okay, hearing none, I guess, I will accept that. So,
by common consent?
If there's no objection, I'll serve as your chair pro tem for tonight's meeting.
See, now, if this could happen on November 4th, boy, that would be amazing, wouldn't it?
Okay, so right now, then, we move right ahead to item 3, cash flow status, cash availability, with a subheading of fund drive goals, 2009 budget expectations. Okay, my understanding of this item is that we're trying to look for how our first fund drives of the year went at the various stations and how they fit in with the budgets that were passed at the DC meeting. So I guess why don't we have Lonnie give a report of how the stations, well, why don't we do it like this? Why don't we do the fund drives first, and Lonnie and the treasurers can pitch in on that, and then we, if there's other cash flow or cash availability issues, we'll do that after we get to the fund drive goals. How does that sound?
Okay.
Good.
Okay. Okay, let's see. Lonnie, can you give us a brief update on how the stations did with their fall drives, if they've done them yet?
If they've done them yet. I can give an update on what I know at this point, and then maybe the treasurers can chime in.
Okay.
No drive for KPFA. They did theirs in September.
Okay.
No drive for WBAI. They did their drive in September.
Can you give us the numbers on the September drive? I don't think we've really officially discussed them on the NFC.
September drive, very close for INA, $757,000.
This is for which one, KPFA?
KPFA, $757,000.
I think that's
okay.
WBAI, right?
They were similar, $757,000,
$758,000.
Okay. Yeah, I was surprised, too. Very similar numbers. Now, keep in mind that those are gross numbers. And they
gotcha.
Don't reflect the 20% reduction that will occur for people who don't, in fact, redeem their pledges. And that those funds, of course, don't arrive on an instant basis. That it will take up to 3 months, most of the time 3 months, for all of those funds to come in.
Gotcha. If, okay,
so
if we could just go through the stations, that
would
be great.
That would be, then KPFT is having difficulty.
May I ask a question on
that? Let's see, Campbell, do you mind if we, why don't we just get the numbers first,
okay,
and then we'll have questions.
Ahead.
Thanks.
KPFT is behind in their drive. Their goal is $330,000.
Okay,
and,
cool.
They're not, their drive is off. I think they're by 150, 160. And I think they have to go until Sunday. So they're not expected to get to that drive number.
What was the goal, 300 and?
330.
Okay.
$330,000.
Okay.
And so you can expect, I don't know, I don't want to predict, but I'd be surprised if they get much above 225.
Okay.
And that will create a cash situation for KPFT. It's very much like being in the hole before you start the year. And, you know, are you going to make it up in subsequent drives? Maybe not. Are you going to reduce expenses to compensate for the lost funds? So it creates that kind of situation.
Gotcha.
WPFW, I'm not sure about. Does anyone know from W how that drive, what the situation is? Or are they going in?
We've got a couple more days. No, today is the last day, I do believe. Is the guy there?
Ron reported that the driver was behind, but he didn't say how much.
Yeah, I don't have any numerical information on it.
Well, I think the goal was around 500,000.
Mm-hmm.
And don't want to say what I think they'll come in at. I'd rather not guess.
Okay.
I am here, and the drive is off, but I haven't seen any numbers as of yet either.
I'll tell you what, while we're talking, I went to the website to see if I could see any numbers posted there, but, you know, they're not posting it, not the last time I looked.
Yeah, they don't post the numbers on the site, but I know that hasn't really been a policy for us to do that.
So I don't know. Maybe we'll if I find out, I'll send something out. But that's where we stand.
And KPFK.
On the drive and cash. I did send out.
What about KPFK, Lonnie?
KPFK's goal was a million, and KPFK reached their goal. Of course, all of these numbers have to be vetted. Sometimes stations get over-enthusiastic on numbers that they report. And what I do is I go back and check them very carefully before I report them out to the board officially. But they are the difficulty, remember, even with stations like K that met their goals, if they have a series of unpaid bills that have not been paid, then the drive, then the cash is already to some extent accounted for. And with KPFK,
you mean allocated.
And with KPFK, they do have unpaid bills that they will have to be paid. Same thing is true with WPAI. They were behind in their rent. And so even though it may look as a station has reached the goal, that is not the whole story many times. And that would be the equivalent of starting the year with bills that were unpaid and therefore has to come out of the drive proceeds. So the drive proceeds don't get used for the fiscal year that they were intended to. They're going to pay bills from a prior fiscal year. So keep that in mind. And the numbers that I have from KPFK, they've got some back bills that make total $125,000.
Pardon me, Lonnie, which station had the $125,000 back?
KPFK. WPAI is behind at least $125,000 as well, plus legal bills that they haven't been able to pay. So drive numbers are one thing, but you have to look behind those to see what the accumulated back bills are.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Thank you, Lonnie, for that quick report on the drives, the fall drives. Let's see. Do any of the treasurers or people from the stations have any further input on the?
Well, this is Campbell.
Okay, Campbell. Let's see. Does anybody else have any further input on this?
I do. It's Grace.
Okay. So Campbell then Grace. Okay. Well, Campbell, go ahead.
Okay. The thing that I was going to mention is because the heading of this section was cash availability, and it would seem to me that, you know, if we have certain amounts in pledges, as you're, you know, correctly pointing out, and that there may be a 20% failure to redeem, what would be, if we're looking at cash availability as of a particular time, other than, you know, what has to be paid for unpaid bills, it would be a good idea to find out what the amounts are that were charged on credit cards, because then I think we're, you know, looking a bit more closely at what is, you know, actually close to being in hand. You see what I'm saying? Would we be able to tease that number out?
Oh, yes, I know those. What you will find at stations like WBAI, 40% of the pledges are redeemed via credit cards. You get 40% of the revenue generally within the first month.
Mm-hmm.
That seems to be a pattern across the network, that most of the fund drives have a 40 to 47% of those pledges are credit card pledges.
Okay.
The credit card pledges come in two types. One is where the person has redeemed the entire amount of the pledge, you know, $150 for the premium, et cetera. But the other kind of credit card pledge you have to be aware of is one where the person is paying out, you know, over a year. So those funds, where they're saying, well, here's $150, I'd like to stretch it out over the year. So
okay.
So those pledges come in a lot slower.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to have, you want to get down to the details to see what that mix is and see how much cash really is going to come through the door. So you have to, you know, sort of to look behind those numbers.
Okay. Yeah, Campbell, I'm going to call on myself also to respond to your question. From a document that I could actually forward to the committee, it appears that BAI got about 55% of its pledges listed as credit card pledges. And actually, I did a little investigation last year based on the information in the MEMSIS system, which I guess, at least for our station, is configured to break out the credit card from other pledges. And that's typical for us to get somewhere between 55% and 60% of our pledges by credit cards. So we're kind of in the range, but at the low end of the range, at least from what I've seen. But we have not. I have not seen a real MEMSIS report from this drive for BAI yet.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that was the only point that I was, you know, curious about, because if we were looking at availability besides the debts that were encumbered by stations and had not been paid, it would, you know, if we had credit card charges to the extent that the credit card charges were there, then I think we would be able to look more realistically than just at the, you know, the pledges and to estimate 20% of a failure rate, that, you know, we would have our hands on something that would really work towards the cash flow in a more concrete, you know, fashion.
Okay, thanks, Campbell. That's a good That's a good point. Okay, next up on the stack we have Grace.
Okay. Yeah, I think a much higher percentage of our fund drive pledges come in through credit card. I'd say I'm not sure offhand how much it is exactly, but I have the latest financial accounting from our business manager Efren Uranus, and I will forward it to everybody. I think I can forward this to you all. And let me just look at it before I do that. MEMSIS collection statistics as of September 30th. No, that's not going to help us. Okay. Actually, this is just going to be for up till September 30th. So this is before the drive. So this is not going to help us. Anyway, I would say that credit card donations are much higher than 40%. They're probably at least 60 or 70%. And also, I asked the business manager the other day if we're going to be okay, because our fund drive did exceed goal by about 18,000, and I think that a little bit more money will be trickling in. So he said we'll be fine through January, and our general manager has decided that what we're going to do is have four fund drives a year rather than having a summer mini drive. So we will be having another drive in January rather than February, and that's how we're going to deal with one of the things we're going to do to deal with our financial situation.
Okay.
And we're really happy that we reached goal, of course. The staff really worked hard to do that.
Okay. Let's see. This is Jamie. I have a couple of points on this topic. Does anybody know how long the KPFA drive lasted?
I think Brian mentioned it was something like 19 days.
That is correct.
Okay.
And the KPFK drive, you say, was 21 days, right?
20 and a half,
okay. And, Arpal, how long was the BAI drive?
Okay, 30.
30 days. Yeah, that's a new record for us, as far as I can tell. And let's see. And do you guys from PFW, do you know how long you've been in drive? Or when this drive started?
It's been
the
Kai
or Campbell? Pardon?
It's been like 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's been about 3 days, Campbell, so that was...
2 weeks and 3 days?
Yeah.
So it's going to be a 17-day drive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, thanks. That's good. That's helpful information. Okay, then I believe the next thing we should do is, as best as possible, compare these drive numbers to the numbers in the budget. Did somebody speak?
Yes.
Okay, Alberto.
Yes. Just checked in with Pledge Central at KPFD to update our numbers there. The calculator hasn't gone into play, but my person at the Pledge Drive calculates that as of right now we have about 220 to 225, around $225,000 in pledges.
Okay.
So we're still lagging behind, quotes. Well, it's hard to say whether we're lagging behind or not. Let's see if there's a flurry of activity to end the fund drive. So we'll keep our fingers crossed.
And Alberto, when does your drive end?
The Saturday I take it, and it might get extended for another day.
And Saturday, but
well, theoretically, we should finish it on Friday. But I'm hearing that it's not until November the 1st. And who knows if our management team decides to put it in on another day, then we might just add another day down at right on it.
Gotcha. Okay, well, thank you, Alberto. Yeah, I believe one thing that's worth doing is comparing our numbers. It may be difficult for us to do on tonight's call, but at least we can take a first stab and get our heads wrapped around the concept and then work up the information for next time. To compare the numbers to the goals in the budget, I just checked the KPFA budget, and they budgeted for this drive $700,000 in pledges. So it looks like they've gone over that. They've met their budget goal and then some. Let's see, for KPFK, I believe they basically just hit the budget goal. It was about $1 million or $1,025,000.
The final statistics were $1,018,000, but of course there might be a little bit more, and the goal was $1 million.
Right, so it basically reached the goal there at KPFK.
Yes.
Okay, WPFW, we're not sure. We don't have the information.
Yeah.
We'll get that for the next time.
Okay.
And KPFT, Alberto, is this 330K goal? Is that's from the budget, right?
I want to say it is, although I'm not too sure. But but it seems like that's what originally they started saying 320, and then they figured that maybe an extra 10 would be better. So we budgeted at 330.
Okay. Yeah, let's see. I have the budget right here. I would quickly open it. Ignore links, look on the development page, and pledge goal is 330K for the fall drive. So, yes, that is the budgeted goal. So if you make that, you make it the budgeted goal. And let's see, for BAI, it's a little more complex. I'll tell you what I remember, then I'll ask R. Paul. The development sheet on our budget, what I saw in a previous... There's another issue. We don't actually have the final approved versions of some of these budgets without getting the adjustments that were made at the DC meeting. The BAI budget was changed, and KPFA budget, I believe, was changed. But on a previous iteration, the development page called for $440,000 in cash from the September-October BAI drive to go towards fiscal year 2009. So if we're to assume that we made $757K in pledges, and then we assume a typical fulfillment rate, let me just figure that out right here. Sorry about the math on the fly. Where would we be without Excel?
We'd be with an abacus.
Yeah, that's right. So it looks like we can assume that $575,000 will come in from this drive, because we assumed a fulfillment rate of 76% at BAI. So 575. And Lonnie says we had $125,000 in previous rent.
Unpaid bills.
Okay. And I imagine some of this $575K went to pay for September bills, right? Like payroll in September, is that correct?
Yeah, that's the unfortunate part of it, yeah.
Do you, I guess, would you know the, it's, you probably don't know the exact number there.
No, but I did get, do know what the ending cash is out to this group at each station, what their ending cash is, so you know
okay.
what the ended, what the actual cash was for the September 30th period.
Okay. Okay, why don't we get to that once we get through the fund drives? That'll be a good number for us to have. And let's see, it appears to me that we're not going to get $442,000 out of this drive to go forward into fiscal 2009, but we don't have the exact numbers. Paul, do you have any comment on that issue?
No, I don't have any further comment on that. I've got... I mean, I think you gave the numbers and those are what we have. We basically made the goal in terms of pledges, at least preliminarily, and that's the deal so far, I guess.
Yeah, the thing is, I don't know how that goal plays in with our, it doesn't seem to be linked to the need for cash from that drive in the new year. So, but okay, well, that's good. So,
I'd have to actually go back and play with it. And without Excel, we would be in open office. But anyway.
okay, sorry about that.
About the evil empire. and so I'm not sure how the owed rent will factor into the FY09 aspects of this, because the thon, of course, is saddled over the break in fiscal years. So most of the thon occurs in FY08, and we should get most of the money in FY09, but some of the money already went to FY08, and in FY09 we're going to have to spend some money on FY08 bills, so it's a little complicated right now.
Okay, so it'd be good if we could, we'll work towards getting clarity on those numbers to figure out how BAI is doing with income from the drive. Okay, and then Lonnie, are there any more comments about the fund drive?
Well, not only, not indirectly, but I did wanted to look at the September 30th cash position for each station.
Okay, that's fine. Why don't we get into that if there's no other comments about the fund drive, which it sounds like there's not. Okay, so Lonnie, why don't you go ahead with that? That'd be great.
Well, one way to look at this, to get a handle on what's going on at each one of these stations, is you need to know how much each station is spending per month. And then if you could find the cash ending cash for each month, you get a pretty good idea of whether they're on target or not. And I want to give out what each station spends per month now, so it would be a good way to get a quick handle on how short they are at the end of a month in terms of the money in hand that they'll need for the succeeding month. KPFA spends $340,000 a month. KPFK spends $320,000 a month. KPFT spends $145,000 a month. WBI spends WBI spends $250,000 a month. WPFW is about $145,000. The reason those numbers are important is when you look at the ending cash at any month, it tells you how much money the station has accumulated anticipating the next month's expenses. So you look at KPFA, and I sent this out, ending cash for each station as of September 30, 2008. KPFA has $558,000 as an ending cash balance. They're spending $350,000. Well, you can see that gives them just about a month and a half. And then if there is no drive in November, which they may have to do a drive in November, because they need enough cash to go between drives. So with ending cash in September of $550 and spending $350 a month, then they've got a month and a half or so, maybe a month and a third. And they may have to look at a drive in late November or certainly by December. KPFK, their ending cash is $19,000. You can see that's not a good situation, because they're spending a couple hundred thousand more than that per month. So you have to ask the question, where they haven't gotten they're going to have to stretch by not paying bills over the
period. What is KPFK spend per month? I'm sorry.
I think they spend at least $250,000. Let me look it up right now just to be sure. Because what they spend sometimes has to be looked at in terms of how much they don't pay in bills. So let's do that right now. Don't want to guess, hate to guess, because it always comes back and haunts me. Their budget of expenditures for each month, let me just look it up here. Here we go. It's 250. It varies between 230 and 280 a month. A high would be like 300,000. So I round it off between 250 a month. Well, if you begin the month with only $19,000 in the bank, you have to ask, where is the remaining $230,000 going to come from in the month of October? And, of course, the answer for them was they wanted to drive and raised $1 million. That $1 million feels like it's going to last them 4 months, but that would be minus any outstanding bills. So you always want to know what checks have been written but not sent out, what are any bills that they have that are unpaid. KPFT, ending balance is $223,000.
Pardon me, say that one more time, Lonnie. Sorry.
For KPFK?
T.
K's ending cash is for September 30th, $223,000. These exclude restricted cash amounts that can't be spent. But K ends with $223,000. Okay? WBAI ends the month, September 30, 2008, with $145,000 in the bank, and they spend about $240,000, $250,000 a month. So you can see that WBAI will be $100,000 short on the cash side. And that assumes they paid all the bills in September, which they didn't. WPFW is running about $220 a month. They have $255 as an ending cash balance. And the national office, our expenses are $240,000, and we ended the year with $11,000 in the bank. That's tough, tough rule there, because that means that we start the year $240,000 in the hole. And why? Because we have a budget that assumes that a couple of stations won't be paying central services, and the impact on us is immediate. That's one of the reasons we recommend we look at the loan. It's one of the reasons why we had 5 or 6 layoffs, because the finances are tough. So that's sort of the total cash. Remember, this network spends $1.5 million a month. So we ended the fiscal year with $1.2 million, which means we ended the year about $300,000 less cash than we need. Previous years, ending cash has been around $2.2 million. Because you have back bills and other liabilities and slow accumulation in terms of these drives. It takes 3 months to pull in all the money. So you really do need about 2.2, a minimum of 1.5. We ended the fiscal year with 1.2. So we go into the fiscal year with about stations, I don't know, back bills totaling $200,000, $300,000. You can easily see where that comes from, 1.2 against 1.5. But you also have to put that up against any drives in October that will not meet goal. That adds to the accumulated deficit. All in all, just a quick count, all in all, the network's about $500,000 down going into the new year. That would be the overall, and maybe more, but a minimum of $500,000.
So, okay. Let's see. One issue that comes up, Lonnie, I'm glad that you mentioned this, was the payment of central services. I wonder, we have questions whether, because our budgets were written such that BAI and KPFK pay central services out, but they're not written as income for the national office because, you know, it's not believed, you know, there were some questions whether the stations could actually meet their budgets, and we didn't want the national office to depend on something that wasn't solid. So the issue is, can we trust that KPFK and BAI would pay their central services? I wonder, it seems more likely that KPFK could possibly do it. Grace, do you have any thoughts on that issue? Given that you guys made the goal, is that... Or have you had any communications on that subject with your business people there?
I haven't had in-depth discussions, no, but we are going to be starting layoffs soon. That should be happening by the end of the week. So that will help a little bit, although in the short term it won't, but
right.
Over a six-month period it certainly will, or a year period. The strong drive was surprising to me and very encouraging. It means that our general manager is really doing well, in my estimation. And, of course, the staff, because this is a tough time to fundraise.
Mm-hmm. Certainly is.
So I'm encouraged. Also, the fact that we're going to have four drives a year instead of three, which I think is wise. Given our financial situation, I think it's the right thing to do. That will make it a little easier to pay central services. And so I'm cautiously optimistic right now.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, Grace. Oh, and Lonnie, one question for you. Do you have an updated cash flow projection? Or
I just got one from WBI today.
So,
time to accumulate one for the network, but I will get that done.
Right. We asked you to do that last time, and we gave you a 3 week. We said in 3 weeks, right? So I'm being, I'm jumping.
Stations did not bring their cash flow statements forward in a timely way.
That's me down.
I got the last one today.
I have a question.
Yes,
this
Grace.
Is Grace. I'm a little bit confused about something. The KPFA goal was 700,000, and they exceeded that, which is good. But their monthly expenditures, what did you say? They're over $300,000?
Yeah, they're...
What's the figure there?
Let me look it up, Jeff, to be absolutely sure. I'm working from budget, okay?
Okay.
They're planning to spend, let me just see. I'm looking at the budget, and I want to be sure about the budget. Keep talking at me.
Let's see. I have a budget here of...
I've got their annual budget. Let me see. Their expenses range. I'm looking at the total now. From, October, $300,000, $280,000, $338,000, $243,000, $288,000, $285,000. Those assume staff reductions. But they, December, $338,000, then they will start staff reductions and get it down to... 288, and it looks like 288 roughly for most of the year.
Okay, 288. All right. It seems as though their fund drive goal was a little low, but maybe they have other fundraising methods.
Yeah, Grace, the interesting thing about KPFA, which it seems unique amongst our stations, they which you can see by going to the development page of their budget. They actually have a lot of other income sources besides fund drives. They do a lot of mailings and they do different kinds of mailings and things of that nature. They actually get a much larger percentage of their income from non-fund drive type income than the other stations do.
I see.
I don't have that number right off the top of my head, but we actually, when we went through the budget this summer, we all thought, these drive goals seem so low for a station with these expenses. And then we realized, so one thing that, which speaks to the fact that at KPFA, for us to monitor how they're doing, we actually really do need to pay attention to how they're doing in the non-on-air income, because that's a much larger percentage of their projected income than it is at the other stations.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's see, Lonnie, I have one more question.
Arpal, for a sec.
Okay, why don't you go, Arpal, and then I will go.
Okay. Didn't WPII just pay its central service make a central services payment for the first time?
Yeah, they made one. which was an emergency situation because, see, what happened with these budgets set up, WBI has no budget for essential services, but that's untenable because if, you know, we don't get essential services from K and, in this case, I, or even if the essential services are reduced because the drive revenues are reduced, it turns out that we weren't able to pay Democracy Now!, Free Speech Radio News, health care plans. So the general managers got together and we got an advance on central services, and I participated at Will S.K. in order to be sure that we weren't going to default on the Democracy Now! Account. And we were behind 3 months, four altogether. So we were able to go to the stations and say, it's not in Pacifica's interest to be in arrears on our Democracy Now! Payments or our Free Speech Radio payments or health care payments. So while it may have worked for the stations to not to have that obligation on essential services, it doesn't work for the network. There are essential bills that affect all the stations.
Lonnie, how much was the, so you say KPFK also made a central service payment?
Yes, they did. Not a full payment. We got $40,000 from each station, and we were able to send that off to Democracy Now! And avoid a situation with them.
Okay. And our Paul, is that the end of your question there?
Yes, that's it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. And let's see, Lonnie, I have one question for you, which is about the CPB funding. When is that expected to come in?
Well, that funding has been funded, and stations are receiving their payments starting today.
Okay.
I have a question about that, Lonnie.
Let me finish. And is that the full, that's half the payment for the year for each station comes in now, is that correct?
Yeah. We are like a seasonal business, and we sort of do a drive in 1 month, and then the money's supposed to last us for a whole quarter until we do another drive. Well, what saves us in that scenario is not enough. What saves us is the CPB money come in twice a year, and they give us half of the full amount. And so the CPB money comes in October and April. So stations are getting their CPB money, and that will help those that have a cash shortage at the beginning of the year. And it's easy to think, oh, things are okay because we have cash and the CPB money comes in. But it's supposed to last 6 months. And by December, many times stations have used all the funds, and you're back in a cash shortage situation.
Got it.
So CPB monies come in, stations sometimes will relax. It covers for a bad drive in October or previous bills from previous year. But all of that money goes, is generally many times spent by December, and you're back in a cash crisis situation. So December will be a cash crisis situation for us again.
Okay, Grace, did you have a question?
I'm going to send out the motion that passed the PNB by a vote of 15-5 to restrict CPB funding going to the stations until they show proof of having functioning community advisory boards. I'm going to send that to you. That passed. I don't have the date, the minutes exactly, but I do have the motion, so I'm going to send that to you and to everybody else.
But do you have any of these? I've been asking for motions since July, but I missed those motions. Do you have any other motions that might bear on financing? Finance?
I don't have them in front of me. I don't know, but this one certainly does. So
okay.
I'll forward it to everyone just as soon as I get your email addresses in here. But I think that that's important because, of course, we want to comply with CPB, make sure that we have full compliance with CPB regulations. I understand that you may not have unearthed that motion, even though I mentioned it in the last Finance Committee meeting. You might not have unearthed it from the minutes If you've, did Mary get you all the minutes, I hope?
No, as a matter of fact, I'm still waiting, because the minutes are the Bible, sort of. And she's saying she'll get something, you know, last 2 weeks I've been, she's been calling. But the minutes she did send were not readable, so she's promising a cleaned up version of the minutes by tomorrow or Friday.
Okay. All right.
Okay, Grace? Okay, folks, are there any other comments on this item of cash flow status, cash availability, fund drive goals, and related? If not, we can go on to the next item, which is financial recovery. We have item A here, off-air strategic fundraising strategic plans, LSB progress. Let's see, this has to do with a motion that was passed in January January's PNB meeting of 2008, requiring each LSB to develop a strategic fundraising, off-air strategic fundraising plan. And I believe the various LSBs are in different stages of achievement of this goal. So I guess I have to ask the different people, you know, how is your LSB doing? Let's see. Alberto, would you like to go first?
Sure.
Okay, and if we can get a feel for how much you plan to raise and how much you think you
a whole
raise.
Bunch.
Excellent.
And to give you an idea very quickly, Sunday we had a golf tournament with close to 80 players.
Uh-huh.
We made good money there. Next Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, we're having a party, after election party at a local venue that is very supportive of our effort. It is running at $60 a head. And the way I hear it, we're doing extremely well. There's a lot of people that are going to show up and are assisting the radio station by coming to this after-election party. On the 14th of the month, we are having a Tejano dance at a local venue, sponsored by our Tejano program, our Tejano programs at KPFT. And that is always a good fundraiser, because we will have maybe 300 or 400 Tejanos out there dancing to Tejano music, which of course I'm going to be there. And that's the way it goes. I am not a member, and I'm not a member of the development committee,
mm-hmm.
which would probably be the group that kind of puts all of these things together.
Right.
But it has been we have had a very concentrated effort at raising off-air funds, and they have all been fairly successful. And I don't foresee us slowing down, because it is our belief that that is one of the ways, that is probably one of the easier ways, with quotation marks around easier, to raise extra funds that we are going to need at the radio station. But just on that, on my little report, in 1 month, technically in 1 month, we've had already three major fundraisers, and we're probably going to be doing that fairly often as we're progressing into the new year. And we do have support for parties. Man, people come out for parties. And they fork over a little bit of money, and everybody has a good time, and we like that, and that also creates some community in the participants of the different fundraising events, and that's basically our report from T as far as off air fundraising.
Okay, well, that sounds fantastic. Sounds like a very successful program.
It is. It is being very successful. There's a lot of manpower being put into it, a lot of hours being dedicated by various people. I know there was a big committee to do the golf tournament, and I think we picked up $15,000 at the golf tournament on Sunday. So, I mean, that's excellent. But they've been working at it for several months, so it's not easy, but it is easy. And we're now thinking about having possibly another golf tournament, you know, just be doing, getting into the groove of having those types of fundraisers.
Okay, well, that sounds excellent.
This is Grace. Can I ask Alberto a question?
Yeah, yeah.
Go for it.
Okay. So that's $15,000. How much do have the other fundraisers on average raised?
They'll go. We usually never have a fundraiser that doesn't leave, you know, in income, clear income, $1,500. That's probably the lower income fundraisers, and it goes anywhere from $1,500 to a couple of thousand, $3,000. Again, the golf tournament was a biggie because there were 80 golfers, and everybody had to fork over money and for their golfing privileges, and we had sponsors from the hole for the different holes. As a matter of fact, members of the LSB created the committee of the hole, and they all chipped in to buy a hole. And, we had to get Roberts in there. We had to get Roberts' Rules of Order in there. But, yes, Grace, they're not big, 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 but they are easy, 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 you know, as it relates to having venues sponsor us and having the venues allow us to come in with our fundraisers. And we have a committee of board members standing at the door and getting the entrance fee. We had a watermelon party in July, which I heard was phenomenal. I couldn't make it, but we had a watermelon party with bands and everything. We might pick up a couple of thousand dollars at each one of those little events, but they're fun events. They're not stressful types of events, and they're set up in such a way where, you know, we take money home. I mean, we do take some money home. We, you know, good $15,000 to $2,000, maybe $3,000.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But they're fairly easy. I mean, quotes on, as far as manpower and effort is concerned, because they're fairly easy as far as I can tell. I mean, you know, there's a little rushing around. There's flyers that are done. There's email blasts, you know, et cetera, et cetera. There's announcements on the radio station. But we really don't invest much, practically nothing, and whatever we pick up is clear. So it's the kind of fundraiser that I like.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you, Alberto. That sounds like for a very positive report, and the Tejano dance sounds like a good time. Let's see, any other station, is there any other station here on the call that has developed a off-air strategic fundraising plan that's actually in effect? Let's see, Grace, did you guys get anywhere with this?
You know, Margaret Prescott made a very spirited appeal a few local station board meetings ago, and everybody thinks that everybody else should do it. But to tell you the truth, we have had very little effort made to do fundraising. We just don't seem to get to it, especially with our financial problems and the amount of time that LSB members are spending in meetings themselves. And the directors also have had to spend significant chunks of their lives with Pacifica. It just doesn't seem to be feasible. The station does have fundraisers from time to time. We've been having, they've been less than successful in the last year, year and a half.
Uh-huh.
We had a big event, and it lost money, lost about $5,000, and that was because of logistical difficulties, I think, mainly. But, for instance, people were allowed, there was a big crowd there, probably at least 700 or 800 people, but a lot of people were comped by the bands.
I gotcha.
So a lot of people attended because we had bands, we had like, I don't know, three or four bands on two different stages, that type of thing. So It was a great event, but the way that the money was dealt with left much to be desired. So things like that have happened to us before. But that was a station fundraiser, not an LSB fundraiser. I don't think in the near future, knowing the individual LSB members and their time they have to devote to KPFK, I don't see much hope for off-air fundraising. And there are no other ancillary bodies that are, except for a community advisory board, which is too new to task with fundraising right now. There are no other volunteer groups around KPFK. It's also, Los Angeles is so large that a lot of events are local rather than centralized.
I got you. Okay, well, Okay, I don't mean to cut you off, but
no,
we could move along. Basically, we got the story there. Thank you.
Yeah.
And let's see, at WPFW, have you guys, has your LSB had any luck with the off-air strategic fundraising program?
Yeah, I was wondering if Zakai is on the line. Is Zakai on the line still?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Now, I recall when I asked Ron about it because I'd seen on our budget that we were supposed to be beginning to receive some funding from the duck race starting in October. And before the drive, it was indicated that, well, this was going to kick off during the drive. And I had done some research on it. I had wanted our development director to do some research on this because the notion that from our, you know, budget is that this is going to be like 6 months and we're going to be taking in a total of like $93,000. That's before expenses. I think it's supposed to net out to about $40,000. And it seemed to me like this is not something that you run over a six-month period. Now, I don't know if it was at all. I'd never heard it on the radio. Zakai, do you know of anything about that?
No, I haven't heard anything about the duck race.
Yeah, I know that it was mentioned to the programmers at the at a meeting before the drive, and some of the feedback that I got was that it wasn't very enthusiastically received, and maybe that caused it to be, you know, there to be a slowdown on it. But I think that really, you know, on something like that, we need to really do some serious planning before we jump into it. And from the ones that I've looked at, and I haven't looked at a whole bunch of them, but it seems to me like you have a kickoff. You know, you have a definite kickoff. You would communicate by mail to, like, you know, your mailing list that this is what's going to be happening, and these are the main prizes that, you know, we have thus far for this thing. And
right.
As far as I know, we don't have that.
You got to build some enthusiasm.
Yeah, and I mean, goodness, if you don't have, you're going to have a duck race. You want $5 from me, and I know that the PMB was very enthusiastic about, you know, about it before there was anything mentioned. And I guess it's just because, you know, well, somebody's going to do something new.
Yeah, and we never heard of a duck race before. It sounded like a funny idea.
Yeah,
can I ask you one question, Campbell, or
sure.
Zakai? Is the duck race, is this basically an LSB-driven event, or is this more of a station-driven event?
Well,
to the extent that they're separate.
This is the precise point that I'm, you know, trying to ferret out. And they're telling me, well, yeah, they want the LSB to be involved and engaged, and the LSB became aware of it only when we mentioned it during the budget discussions and the budget approvals. And folks are saying, well, okay, that sounds interesting, But, you know, there wasn't any particular plan or anything that, you know, we had to present at the time. And when I went to, you know, because I haven't been getting, you know, real planning kind of stuff. Boy, my battery is just about to go. I hadn't been getting really strong planning input from our development director's reports. I put together a series of questions for her and about it, and you know, then I was, you know, I came to learn from our GM that, well, gee, she's going to be very much involved in the drive, so she wouldn't be able to respond to any of that. Well, you know, I think that, you know, because there's a sponsoring organization, I think it's called Games Incorporated or something like that, and they really handle the mechanics of a lot of this, you know, we could go through the motions on it, but that doesn't mean that you're going to get the results, you know?
Right.
I'd like to know that we're going to, you know, that we have it set up to get the results and that we have it set up so that there would be engagement, because that's what was mentioned when the idea was first, you know, presented
brought
to us.
Forward, right.
That there would be engagement of the LSB in it, which I think would be a great thing and everything. And it's not something that, you know, this, you can do with staff, you know, doing this and that and the other, and no engagement from the LSB. If the LSB is going to be that darn dysfunctional, I don't know why it exists, you know?
Right. Yeah, I think that was one of the goals behind this motion, was to get the LSBs involved in something
right
beyond that was, you know, beyond the usual.
Yeah. So this is
the duck race did not take birth from out of the LSB, and I think that the communication between the LSB and the station is dysfunctional, and so this type of effort, particularly when we don't really have a history of doing fundraisers, of engaging the public on this level, you know, and then just selling the idea of a duck race, people would have to really believe in that concept. And
yeah.
It was presented as something that was already a goal without the LSBs, like, you know, this came from the development office.
Right, it did, it did. Now, I wouldn't say that the relationship between LSB and staff is dysfunctional. I would say that it's not operative. In some respects, maybe, you know, to the extent
that
I'm not aware.
Yeah, I agree. That's a better way to say it. It's just not happening. I wouldn't try to put negativity on it. You're right.
Yeah. So what I would like to do is to see this as a vehicle that whereby we could, you know, have a very positive engagement and be able to move forward in that regard. But right at present, you know, I don't know if maybe our GM has kind of rethought the idea and said, well, look, maybe we ought to slow down on this till we get some more information. I know I had mentioned I'd gone to a duck race in our area up in Montgomery County. A hospice had a duck race, and you know, there were only you know, there were like a couple hundred people there. It's something that had, from the beginning to the end, it was like a 3-month project. And, you know, that seems like about the right kind of time frame. But they had a whole gugob of prizes, you know, provided by various vendors, including a dealership in the area.
Right.
And the dealerships and all got, you know, significant recognition and whatnot. Now, I don't know how we would be in terms of engaging commercial establishments in that fashion. You know, that's going to be a little bit of a, from what I understand, and again, I'm kind of new to, you know, what the management of our station is. But from
right.
what I understand, it's, you know, maybe a little bit of a philosophical stretch to, you know, to engage this sort of thing. But,
no,
I guess,
Campbell, it would depend, on the vendor,
how
I guess.
How it's done.
Okay, I hate to cut you off, Campbell,
yeah,
but
that's okay,
but
because
I
don't really have
a
particular point. I just want
report here.
Yeah.
Let's go to BA. I'm sorry to cut you off. Let's go.
No, no problem.
Infinite time.